The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And we're streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Be sure to like our Facebook page, suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And your school could be the next one right here in our Spotlight. This week, our Spotlight takes us out to the West Hampton Beach School District. They're located out on the east end of Long Island on the South Fork in Suffolk County, and actually in the town of Southampton. And we are going to be talking with some aspiring paleontologists. And these are kids who were in the eighth grade at the time. They took a trip to, you know, do some digging around with some dinosaurs and some really cool experiences. And I'm really anxious to learn all about it. So here to tell us more about the program, how it got started, how long it's been around, and how many kids have been involved, Mr. Coleman from West Hampton Beach School District. Welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bob.
So tell us about this paleontologist in training program. And I'm curious, again, eighth graders, right?
Yes.
So middle school students, you know, tackling some pretty heavy duty stuff here where every kid loves dinosaurs. But this is more than just, you know, seeing the dinosaur in the Museum of Natural
Absolutely.
History.
This was definitely a working relationship out in the field. I have a bit of a background in paleontology. I'm a science teacher in the district. And I've always wanted to bring students out into the field to do research. And I thought this would be the best way to provide an authentic experience into the field. And I had an opportunity to meet up with and discuss my ideas with a research associate in Denver. And we set up this week-long field trip through all the Badlands states to dig up dinosaur bones with the research associates from the museum.
So the kids have already taken one trip. They're planning a second trip, if I understand correctly.
Yes.
What are the areas that they went to on the first trip?
We landed in Denver, Colorado, and visited the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. And from there, we moved up north and spent several days in a ranch in northeastern Wyoming. From there, we went up to do some excavation out deep in the Badlands in North Dakota and Montana.
So they were on the site of an actual dig.
Yes, we were.
All right. And I know you can't see this on radio, right? But we do have a cast molding of what am I looking at, actually?
So you're looking at a track. Sorexalopus serpsti is the name of the track. It's a track I discovered in 1996. And I was never able to get back out into the field. So to bring my students into the field and revisit the track 21 years later and have the scientists help our students make a mold for the museum and then a cast of that mold was just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
Pretty impressive.
So all of the West Hampton kids were able to create something that is perpetually left in that museum that all of the scientists can benefit from if they wish to make a cast of that particular track.
So this particular track that you guys made the mold of, approximate how many years ago did they anticipate that track was made?
66 million years ago.
66 million years ago.
Yes.
So some time back.
A little while.
A little bit. So how do you go about recruiting the students, or how do they go about signing up for this program?
We had advertised the program as a whole in the early part of the eighth grade year. I met with all of the students. We did a lot of getting to know you and leadership training exercises, gave them very basic background in paleontology. But made sure that they understood that this was a very different type of a field trip. The students went into the field trip with a certain mindset and left very, very different people with a true appreciation for research and a better understanding of themselves as independent thinkers and researchers and goal setters.
Great. How many kids involved in total?
We had 15 students attend the trip.
Great.
And four teachers.
All right, awesome. So, Campbell, I'm going to start with you. You're currently a ninth grader in West Hampton Beach High School, is that correct?
Yes.
So when you were in eighth grade and you're sitting in your earth science class and you heard about this extension, I guess, of your class, what made you sit there and say, wow, this is something I want to do?
Well, it's something I never heard of. Like, I've been on trips before, but it was never something to go look for dinosaurs. And it definitely, like, opened my eyes to see that you don't just find a whole dinosaur skeleton just waiting to be found. You
Right.
find small parts, and you have to do a lot of different thinking. with that.
And what, you know, you're out on the trip, you're out on the Badlands, right? And, you know, a lot of people don't associate dinosaurs with, you know, parts of our country, right? They think it's somewhere overseas or whatever. But more and more we're finding they definitely indeed roamed our Earth. We don't know about Long Island, but certainly in the Badlands. What were some of the surprises for the trip for you?
Some of the surprises were in Montana, where we some other students found rib bones and a whole vertebrae when we were just looking around, not expecting to find anything big.
And they weren't found before, so
no.
you guys discovered them.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn cool. Morgan, you're also a ninth grader at West Hampton Beach High School.
Yes.
You did this as a graduating eighth grader from middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Again, question for you, what made you want to get into this and be involved in it?
Well, I've always really liked paleontology. Like when I was younger, I watched a lot of like documentaries on it. So when I heard there was a chance to like actually go out and do something with that, I really wanted to.
So when you guys found this stuff, right, that wasn't found before, that's got to be pretty darn exciting, right? I mean, you're digging through dirt and you find not only small pieces, but like Campbell said, a whole vertebrae, right?
Yeah. Me, Melanie, and our friend Josh, who couldn't come here today, we found it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really exciting because like we were just like looking around and we weren't expecting to find something like that. But when we did, it was really cool.
That's very cool. So take me through, how long were you out there? Just as an example, how long were you out there before you came across this discovery? Because, you know, we see the shows, right? And everybody remembers Raiders of the Lost Ark and the people are there with the little toothbrushes wiping away dirt. How close to reality is it that you're out there for a long time before you come across some?
Yeah, you're out there for a long time and you usually find like fragments and like small pieces like Campbell was saying. And then eventually, like sometimes you'll find something big like what we did.
And what did you learn about this industry with paleontology that you didn't know before?
I guess I didn't know, like when I see like the movies like you were talking about, like I thought it would be a lot more like going out and like finding like huge things and like whole skeletons, when that's like the complete opposite and you're usually finding smaller parts.
But once you appreciate that that's normally how it goes, your discovery must have been like, holy cow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Very cool. Now, what else has this extension of your science class taught you? I mean, what other skill sets has it given you beyond what you traditionally would have had?
Well, it like, sorry.
That's okay.
It gives me a lot of like knowing about how everything works. And like we were learning about the KT boundary, which is like where when the asteroid hit, it's like the level of clay or silt.
Right.
That was there after. So it's like before that layer is all the dinosaur bones. And then after there's none.
Wow.
So like I didn't
see. I learned something new tonight too. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And how about research? There's a lot of research involved.
Yeah,
with this stuff, right?
It's a lot of like looking at books and seeing different things and looking at different bones to compare and stuff.
Okay. Jack, also ninth grader, you were part of this trip. What are you looking forward to with this trip coming up?
Well, we're doing a research program coming up, and so we're trying to find the like certain how like dinosaurs relate to animals today.
Right.
Like certain. Like, well, we can find that similar.
Okay, so you're actually going into a full-blown research program this trip, right?
Yeah, we're trying to go this year, this summer coming up, and we're trying to go back for research.
Okay, and what has been your most enjoyable moment being part of this program so far that really just, you know, 10 years from now, when you're looking back on your glory days at West Hampton and you're looking back and you're remembering this, what's going to be the thing that's going to stand out the most for you?
Definitely my first find. I found a turtle shell and it was amazing because you never think you're going to find something and then you find something and then you just find another thing. And then
and what type of turtle was it, right? It was one of these big tortoise shells or a smaller shell?
I found a fragment of the shell. It didn't seem to be that big because the spacing in between, like, the shell wasn't that large, but it was still amazing to find.
You know, Mr. Coleman, it's a fascinating program where you can take something that happened so many millions of years ago and still make it relevant for kids in today's technology. I think there's something of significance when you can get your hands in the dirt as opposed to seeing it or Googling it or bringing it up on your phone. What's been the biggest surprise for you that your students have expressed that you didn't count on when you first started this?
I didn't think the students would really see and understand how much their role was towards science as a whole. Many of the students found material in the field that was significant. Bones, teeth, jaw fragments, tendons that the scientists had to remove. Document put in the museum with their names associated in perpetuity. Those students left knowing that they made a contribution to scientific inquiry of material found at that period of time.
That's pretty darn amazing.
They have been invited back to do more research from the scientists in the field.
We're going to continue our conversation with these aspiring paleontologists. We're going to talk more about the dig that's coming up and what they have planned for the future. You're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, and we're streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. We'll be right back with the Hurricanes of West Hampton Beach right after this.